with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are beginning to look at the timeline of last night's collision of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. Aviation security expert Alan Deal says Reagan National Airport has always been a busy one.
Controllers who work that airport are particularly, they're selected because they are good. But still, we need to look at things like fatigue on the part of controllers, the manning levels in the tower.
At least 28 bodies were pulled from the icy waters of the Potomac River after the helicopter apparently flew into the path of the jet late Wednesday while it was landing at Reagan National Airport near Washington. President Trump on Thursday said he plans to follow through on Saturday on his threat to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. He says tariffs on Canada and Mexico are coming Saturday.
I'll be putting the tariff of 25% on Canada and separately 25% on Mexico. And we will really have to do that because we have very big deficits with those countries. Those tariffs may or may not rise with time.
He cited the influx of migrants at the southern border, the flow of fentanyl into the United States, and the trade deficit the U.S. has with its neighbors. President Trump's nominee for head of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, faced tough questions from a Senate panel today. Gabbard addresses her comments about Putin in questioning with Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich.
Who do you blame? Who's responsible for the war in Ukraine?
Putin started the war in Ukraine.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 168 points. This is SRN News. Abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on so-called gender-affirming medical care for kids is underway in Bismarck. Three families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that the law violates the state constitution. Then-Governor Doug Burgum signed the ban, which includes an exemption for kids who were receiving so-called gender-affirming care before the new law took effect. This is SRN News. The Senate has confirmed former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
As Interior Secretary, Burgum is expected to ease restrictions on domestic energy production. He told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee earlier this month he sees energy as critical to his two top priorities, national security and the economy. Enough Democrats supported Burgum's nomination to make a final confirmation vote a mere formality. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. officials have approved a new type of pain drug designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioids. The Food and Drug Administration approved the pill from Vertex Pharmaceuticals for acute pain that often occurs after surgery or injuries. It's the first new pharmaceutical approach to treating pain in 20 years. Vertex's pill wasn't as effective as opioid treatments. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.